Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Mike Angelina filling in for Kyle Quinn, who's having a flu day. Hope he gets better very quickly here. You guys in the phone lines with us. 215-592-9494. As we get ready for Hugh, what feels like the kind of the calm before the storm here of the Phillies next week, the playoffs next week, the Eagles. But we got a big one Sunday in Tampa with the Eagles and the Bucks. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, we got a big weekend of sports, so make sure you plan accordingly. A lot of going on.
In terms of just like your food, like your everything. Drinks, your bets.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah.
How many parlays you got rolling?
Yeah, I got a couple parlays going.
You have 12 team or 8?
I got like an 8-team parlay. Boy. I got some 8. College parlays going.
Yeah, oh, boy. There's a lot going on here. Speaking of parlets or parlays, as some people call them, we'll have one later for the game. The Eagles and the Buccaneers. And, Hugh, sometimes we do these Fridays before a game, and it's like, there's a lot of different emotions sometimes. Sometimes it's a team we don't play very often, so you're like, I don't know. I don't know what to expect. Sometimes it's a team we know very well, and you kind of have that. And the Buccaneers, too, are not a team in the NFC East, but it's a team we play all the time. And unfortunately, the results lately have been pretty bad. I mean, and really, historically, the Eagles and Bucks feel like a rivalry, even though they're not division teams, right? We've had all those playoff games over the years, dating back to your days. And then even in this era now, we've had a couple of these dates with the Buccaneers in the playoffs. So there has kind of become a rivalry over the last 20-something years or so. And here, as we go into this game on Sunday, it really is a matter of how much you take from what has happened in the past versus how much you have right now. Hugh Douglas, do you have any thought, concern, feeling about the history, which has been obvious towards the Tampa Bay Buccaneers under Sirianni, 1-4 against Tampa?
There's some trepidation there. And I'll tell you why, because it just feels like when we go down there, because the last time we've been down there, it hasn't bode well for us. But I think part of that is because we weren't at full strength. We're somewhat at full strength now. So we're going down there. I feel like it's going to be different, but there's still some, you know, some angst going down there, knowing that Todd Bowles, it feels like, he has Jalen's number for the most part. The last couple games, it feels that way.
Well, it has. I mean, in his career, the blitz percentage and what he's done to Jalen Hurts. You're right. But I can't believe this. On a Friday, it is 10:03, and I'm here. Is this plant-based Hugh back in the studio?
No.
Yeah, what do you mean? Did you use the word trepidation on me?
Yeah, I did. That's
trepidation. Trepidation. Yeah. You know what that another word for trepidation is?
What's that?
You're scared.
No,
you're scared.
Well, no,
you're scared of the
Bucks.
You
look at it, but it's almost like, I look at it like this. Mm. Exercising your demons.
Yes, I like that.
You know, you're exercising your demons. I'm not, you know what happened in the past.
Yep.
But you're going down there to exercise those demons.
Well, they have to. And I think they will. So look, 215-592-9494. I am not concerned about the history between these two teams. And I expect the Eagles to go win this football game. They're 3.5-point favorites. Tampa's good. I don't think Tampa's as good as their record. I know everyone a couple days ago did not like the idea that I said the Eagles were lucky. I think the Bucks are luckier than the Eagles. The Bucks,
you're talking about the last-minute win.
Yeah, I mean, they were down to the Jets with a couple minutes to go. The Eagles were down to the Rams. That's respectable. You could be down to the Rams. They're a good team. The Bucks were down to the New York Jets on Sunday and had to come back and win that football game. They were also down to the Texans, who might stink themselves this year. They were down in week one to Atlanta, who also might stink. They just got shut out by the Carolina Panthers. This Bucs team is good, and they'll probably be a contender by the end. You maybe get to 9 or 10 wins and maybe win their division again, and maybe we'll see them in January. But I'm not concerned this week with the history between these two teams for a couple reasons. Number one, the Bucs aren't that good. Number two, they're more banged up right now than we are. they have a lot of injuries. And I know we're down Nolan Smith, and we've got some defensive guys that aren't, you know, fully healthy. I get that.
Questionable.
But Mike Evans is out for this game and out for weeks. He's their best receiver. He's given us tons of trouble over the years. I don't know if Chris Godwin's going to play. Maybe. He practiced yesterday. He's trying to make it back for his first game. But then he didn't. Or he practiced 2 days ago, but they didn't practice yesterday. So I'm not sure if that's a setback or it's rest. I don't know what's going on with Chris Godwin, but he hasn't played a game yet this year. No Mike Evans. Even Baker Mayfield was on the injury report with a triceps injury. He was limited in practice. So I have a banged up Bucs team. They haven't had their offensive line the whole year. The Eagles are healthier. The Bucs are lucky to be where they are. And then can we go over this history for a second? Because I got Hugh Douglas over here. Scared. What's the word? Trepidation?
Trepidation.
Trepidation about the history, right? So, you know, it's come up this week that the Eagles are 1-4 against the Buccaneers in the Nick Sirianni era. Can we go through those four games for a second and just kind of talk about what we're talking about here? The first two happened in 2021. Okay, that's a long time ago. That was Jalen Hurts' first year as a starter. Jalen Hurts now and the Eagles roster now compared to the Eagles roster in 2021 is night and day. I mean, they didn't have half the talent they have now. It's not even close. Jalen's not even close to the player now he is compared to what he was then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Buccaneers, you know who their quarterback was in 2021?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Look, I respect Baker, and Baker's become a good player, but come on. They had Tom Brady in 2021 when they beat the Eagles two times. So that's two of the four losses were against Tom Brady. Okay, then let's fast forward to two of the losses that happened in 2024. One was the playoff game, January 2024, as the Eagles collapsed. A.J. Brown missed that football game. He had hurt his knee the week prior in the Week 17 or 18 game against the Giants. No A.J. Brown. And they went down there, and they were collapsing anyway, and it was the Matt Patricia, Sean Desai thing. Throw that out the window. And then last year, they go down to Tampa Bay, Week 4, just like this year. And I believe in that game, there was no Devontae Smith. There was no A.J. Brown. There was no Lane Johnson. I mean, if we're being real, the Eagles had no shot in that football game. Okay? Like, they went down there last year in Week 4, and they were completely battered, and they got beat. And it was also the final week before Cooper DeShane started playing games. So, those are the four games. In the Sirianni era, Hugh, they've played five times against the Bucs. They've lost four. A.J. Brown has played in zero of those losses. The one time he played was the game in 2023. Eagles won the game, and A.J. Brown had nine catches for 131 yards. Trepidation. Can we be real here? The Eagles are better than the Bucs, Hugh, and they're going to go down there and win this game on Sunday.
Well, that's the sentiment. That's the way I feel. Mm-hmm. But the fact remains is that you went down there and you got beat twice. I mean, the last couple of years, you've been beat down there. And you can even say, I can even go as far as to say, the defense, the vaunted Super Bowl defense last year, went down there and got smacked around early on.
Early on.
But they still got smacked around.
Yeah, but then they were different after that.
I mean, but the fact remains, they still got smacked around. So that's what you look at, and that's the thing that you have to respect. Now, trepidation and fear are two different things in my book. Like, you're a little concerned about it because you know how it goes down there, and you know that, you know, everybody's talking about the weather being a factor. I don't think that's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, but it is hot.
It is hot.
It's going to be
hot. It'd be hot for me and you.
Yeah. Well, we're here.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just saying, if we were down there, it'd be hot.
Hot for Merrill, Mike, and Devin. Yeah, I mean, they got to work.
Yeah, but we, you know, these are our trained athletes. Athletes.
Their skills and we are trained honed. Broadcasters. We are broadcasters.
Their
here.
Skills are honed to a T.
It is pretty remarkable that doesn't it always seem, Hugh, that when we play the Bucs in the regular season, the game is early in the year, so it's still hot? I find it to be ridiculous. I know the NFL schedule is almost all formula, right? Like, they were scheduled to go to Tampa Bay this year. But why do they always got to put it in September?
Yeah, why got to be warm?
Why can't we go down there in December when it's, like, mild?
It'd be warm. It'd be so warm. That's like when it's warm.
What were you going to say?
Nah, man. Come on. I keep it to myself.
We're trying to be professional.
You know, when you were, like, wear linen. And like the sweat being your crack of your butt cheeks or something.
So, you thought about it and then you went there anyway.
No, but you thought
about it. Why are you wearing linen when it's that hot out?
No, listen, true story. When I went to Doc, he was renewing his vows.
Okay.
We were in Florida, right? So I remember we were there and I put on a linen outfit because we were going downstairs to eat dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you put the worst thing you can do as an African-American is, like, put on a whole lot of lotion and go downstairs. Like,
were you glistening?
No, because you know how, okay, when you're in the AC and you put the lotion on, the lotion's in your skin, right?
Okay.
But when you go in that hot, humid heat, the lotion rises.
Oh, no.
Man, I was on the elevator. Boy, I started sweating. That lotion started coming out. Them folks looked at me. It was some folks on the elevator. They looked at me like they thought something was wrong because I had skin all white, lotion coming all out my pores. Yeah, it was bad.
Sir, should we call 911?
He was like, are you okay,
sir? Are you going to be all right? 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a football Friday. All right, we're getting ready to go to Tampa Bay for a game. Well, the Eagles are, and our broadcast team is. We're going to be here. Like you guys, watch the game on Sunday. Does the history against the Bucs concern you for this weekend? It obviously concerns you. I haven't heard from Plant-Based Chew in quite some time. He's clearly here with
us
today.
I'm just saying, it's in the back of your mind.
No, the Eagles are a better football team.
Yes, they are.
We got to go down there and get some revenge this weekend. They're 3.5-point favorites for a weekend for a reason. The Bucs right now are the more banged up team.
Yes, they are.
And I look at it like this: the 1-4 versus the Bucs is a little bit stretching it. The two of those games were in 2021.
1-4 is 1-4.
Yeah, but 5 years ago in the NFL, that's a long time. 2021, Jalen is so much a better player.
Yes,
he is. And then they had Tom Brady as their quarterback. That's not Baker Mayfield. 215-592-9494. I'm not concerned with the history against the Bucs, and I believe the Eagles are going to go win this football game on Sunday. Hugh, you could just feel the fear dripping like that lotion was when he was down in Florida. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.